After the Arizona Democratic Party formally censured the senior U.S. senator from our state, a member of their own party, Kyrsten Sinema, a prominent colleague of hers in the U.S. Senate says it was the right thing to do.
Absolutely, it was.
Now that's Bernie Sanders there. Some people are going to say a prominent member of her own party said that's the case. No, Bernie Sanders ran as a Democrat for the presidency, but he is an independent. He's not even a member of the Democratic Party. The reason behind her censuring was Kyrsten Sinema's opposition to removing the filibuster rule from the U.S. Senate, which requires that 60 senators agree to move on to a vote, so to stop discussion. And that rule remaining in place sunk attempts to get voting rights legislation passed by the Democrats. In a statement issued on Saturday, the Arizona Democratic Party chair said they, quote, take no pleasure in this announcement. The ADP executive board has decided to formally censure Senator Sinema as a result of her failure to do whatever it takes to ensure the health of our democracy. By the way, just so everybody was absolutely clear on what they did to her, I looked up the formal definition of censure. It is an expression of severe disapproval of someone, especially in a formal statement. So that's all it really did. It just told everybody, we're not happy with our senior senator. The attempt to pass voting rights legislation died in the Senate, of course, last week. A huge blow to Joe Biden and his party in a year which finishes with midterm elections in which Republicans are expected to grow what they're hoping to be House seats and Senate seats. And by the way, Bernie Sanders said on the Senate floor that Sinema was wasting everyone's time by not wanting to do away with the filibuster.
And if you're prepared to vote for the bill, then why are you wasting everybody's time and not voting for the rule change that allows us to pass the bill?
And he said on CNN that he would support challengers to her, as well as another moderate Democratic senator.
If those candidates were there in Arizona and West Virginia, yes, I would be happy to support them.
Of course, referring to Joe Manchin of West Virginia, who stood with Kyrsten Sinema on some moderate stances that have made Joe Biden and other members of the Democratic Party not very happy. And Bernie says, really, this is about saving democracy.
It is so important that we protect American democracy, that we stand up to the big lie of Trump and his allies, that he really won the election. And they undermined that effort. I think what the Arizona Democrats did was exactly right.
But, you know, she not only fully supports the voting right bills, but she helped sponsor them.
That's right.
So it wasn't about protecting voting rights at all. It was about protecting the filibuster rule, which the Democrats have used plenty of times in the past
to stop Republican legislation.
Right, right.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, if you ask a Republican about this, they're going to say, oh, no, this is just a bill to make sure that Democrats remain in power. If you ask Democrats about the voting legislation that's going on at the state level on the part of the Republicans, they're going to tell you that's just stuff to make sure that Republicans get elected. You know, this filibuster rule is in place to really keep either side from ruling if they just have a slight majority, which is what the Democrats do. They have a very slight majority in the U.S. Senate. And I got to tell you, honestly, I think a lot of people are going to be pretty unhappy with the Democrats for going this route and censuring Kyrsten Sinema, because I said this. I wrote this in a Phoenix Magazine editorial, I don't know, 3-4 months ago, something like that. And I said, if it was an option to actually say in a poll, I like her better, way better than I thought I would, I think a lot of Republicans would have said that in a poll. And so what they're doing is they're taking the moderates and they're saying, you know what? We don't want your vote. I think that's the way a lot of people are going to take it. And I don't know as though this, you know, a lot of people think that Senator Sinema doing this is hurting her chances of getting reelected in 2024. I would say doing this now is hurting Senator Kelly's chances of being reelected this year.